Fourth-generation farmer, high food prices now, shortages coming. By Penny Star on June 14, 2022. John Boyd Jr., a fourth-generation farmer, said in an interview that the high prices consumers are seeing at the grocery stores will be replaced by empty shelves. People are going to see the rising cost of food in their local grocery stores in the coming month, Boyd Jr. said on News Nation's On Balance with Leland Bittert show Monday. Farmers are feeling the pinch from high cost of diesel fuel and fertilizer. Truckers are feeling the pinch, and you have a certain region in the world that's not planting crops at this time in Ukraine. So there's going to be a shortage of wheat and commodities that they've been producing there as well, said Boyd Jr., who is president of the National Black Farmers Association and was a member of President Bill Clinton's Tobacco Commission. News Nation reported on the interview. While the Federal Reserve's plan to raise interest rates, a blunt tool that risks a recession if used too aggressively, is supposed to remedy a fast rising inflation, it's also souring sentiment for shoppers across the country. And it goes far beyond the gas pump. Eggs are up 32%. Poultry is up 16.6%, milk is up 15.9%, and fats and oils are up 16.9%, Axios reports. Overall, the cost of food is up about 12%, the largest increase since 1979. Boyd went on to explain food staples such as corn. Corn syrup and soybeans are all the types of products local farmers produce daily, which, in turn, help place the major products on shelves that shoppers are accustomed to seeing. Inflation, however, makes these deliverables more difficult. For so long, we've enjoyed lots of food in this country. So we've never ever faced a food shortage, and I think that's coming in the coming months, Boyd said in the interview. Boyd said people often think of farmers last, if at all, but they rely on them daily. You may not need a doctor or a lawyer today, but every day in this country, you need a farmer, Boyd said. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.